The NCAA men's basketball tournament is down to the Sweet 16, as those of you betting in your office pool well know. While many bosses find all the talk of upsets, underdogs, and who's who in the brackets a distraction from work, commentator Scott Hewler sees it differently.
I want to talk about brackets. The NCAA tournament satisfies so deeply because it offers certainty, winners and losers. Our lives are complex and filled with gray, but not the tournament. There's 18 seconds left, you're down by two, you set up for the three-point shot, you drain it, or you don't. Not much gray there. There's fouls, infractions, timeouts, but eventually a big honking buzzer goes off, and then you know something for sure. What's more, for the NCAA tournament, 64 teams get in, which is just about everybody. Then one after another, they line up, go after it, and then move on or head home. That's what I want in my life. I want more brackets. Think of what it would mean in our lives if we had actual brackets for tough decisions. Instead of talking to therapists and clergy and mom, we just threw the different possibilities into a bracket and let them play it out. So consider your life, starting now, a bracket, in which everything you'd like to do is seeded into a neat competition. Look at a first-round game, for example. You've got go to business school, like mom said, a high seed, up against get a job washing dishes and write that screenplay, a heavy underdog. After the game, the announcer says, "It's not surprising that business school won, but a lot of people root for that screenplay every year. One of these years, the screenplay is going to win, and will that be a tournament?" Second-round brackets are tighter. The outcome's still fairly predictable, but the announcer starts to enjoy himself. "Oh, man, I knew Keep the Lousy Job was moving on to the Sweet 16, but I really thought, boss, there's something I've wanted to tell you for a long time, had a chance there with a few minutes left." And the color commentator chimes in. "Right, but next round, Keep the Lousy Job runs up against, I've had it, I've just had it, and I think that's going to be touch and go." To be sure, your life's Final Four will be populated by the same old suspects. Instead of Duke and Kansas every year, you'll get used to accept the stinking 2% raise and shut up versus move to another city for more, but not much more, and it'll be hard to get too excited. Everybody's really rooting for those 6th or 7th seeds. Join the Peace Corps, say, or backpack around the world. The sentimental favorites that get close, just close enough for us to fall in love with them, and to get a little nervous about what it would mean if they actually pulled it off. So I vote for life brackets. I'd at least like to hear what the commentators had to say.
Scott Hewler is a writer in North Carolina. He joined us from Station WUNC in Chapel Hill.